اقیانوس های بزرگ زمین، مرموز دارای هزاران متر عمق و عملاً کاوش نشده. زیر این آبها موجودات ناشناخته ای پرسه می زنند. بسیاری از آنها درنده هستند. هیچ کس اینو بهتر از نوجوان استرالیایی سم کانیزایی نمیدونه.
It's about 6 o'clock at night, full moon. I was standing in the water to ice my legs, and because of the cold, my legs went numb. When I stepped out of the water, I realized that my feet were covered in blood. Something had eaten my legs, and I had no clue what it was, or where it came from, and why it attacked me.
با این اطلاعات کم در مورد اقیانوس ها کی میتونه بگه چه موجوداتی اون زیر هستن؟ آیا ممکنه موجوداتی که توی کابوس ها میبینیم وجود داشته باشه؟ جستجوی من از همین الان شروع میشه. من زکری کوینتو هستم. به عنوان یک بازیگر من نقش موجودات فرازمینی رو بازی کردم که مرز میان دانش و تخیل رو از بین بردن. من علاقه شدیدی به موضوعات ناشناخته دارم و تجربیات من که ورای مرزهای خیال بودن باعث شده که من به همه چیز شک کنم. من درباره رازهایی تحقیق میکنم که سالها ذهن انسان رو درگیر خودش کرده و مهم نیست جوابها منو به کجا میکشونن.
ایرما، رسانه اینترنتی دوبلاژ تقدیم میکنه.
از ابتدای تاریخ داستان‌ها و افسانه‌های زیادی از جانوران عجیب و وحشی در اقیانوس وجود داره. جانورانی که انسان‌ها رو شکار می‌کردن و با خودشون به زیر امواج آب می‌بردن. از لویاتان بدزاد در کتاب ایوب گرفته تا هیولای لاکنس که در ارتفاعات اسکاتلند ازش عکس گرفته شده. اخیراً هم گزارش‌های دیدن این جانوران بیشتر شده، مثل هیولای مونتاک که در ساحل لانگ آیلند دیده شده و جانوران تگزاس سیتی که بعد از طوفان‌های هاروی به ساحل اومدن. این هیولاها ممکنه هر شکل و اندازه‌ای داشته باشن. و با توجه به اینکه حجم زیادی از اقیانوس هنوز کاوش نشده، چه کسی می‌دونه در اعماقش چه چیزی ممکنه قایم شده باشه؟ امروز با سمکانیزای 17 ساله ملاقات دارم، کسی که از حمله هیولای آبی کابوس‌هاش نجات پیدا کرده، حمله‌ای که توسط یک موجود دریایی گوشتخوار مرموز اتفاق افتاده.
So this is where it happened, eh? Yeah, this is the bay just down there. Port Phillip Bay, Brighton Beach. So walk me through the experience that you had that night. It was nighttime, right? Yeah, it was about 6 o'clock. I was at a football game and so I was sore. So I was just icing my legs. I was standing in the water for half an hour, and my legs went numb because of the cold. Because it was that cold? Yeah. Were you by yourself? Yeah, alone. By yourself? So I was just walking out of the water, noticed some sand, or what I thought was sand, all over my ankles and lower calf. So I just washed that off, and as I walked across the beach, I noticed that my feet were covered in blood. Yeah, it was just seeping out everywhere. I saw some photos which looked grisly. Were you freaked out? Were you really scared? Yeah, I was really shocked because I just hadn't seen anything like it. But it was sort of like thousands of pinholes all in my legs. You don't have any idea what caused it? I had no idea what was going on. So what happened when you got to the hospital? How did the doctors react? Oh, well, I was sitting in hospital a few days just to make sure the bleeding had actually fully stopped. And did it take that long to stop? Yeah. So they bled for 3 days? Yeah. No one could tell me what had happened straight away, and so everyone started googling stuff to see if they could figure out what it was.
داستان سم توی رسانه‌ها پخش شد و به خاطر دردناک و غیر معمول بودن حادثه توجه جهان رو به خودش جلب کرد.
What attacked 17-year-old Australian Sam Panizzay?
His legs wouldn't stop bleeding, a painful warning about what might lie beneath.
The doctors couldn't really figure out what caused it. What were some of the things that they came back with?
Stingrays or jellyfish, but it was too much blood for that.
So then you started your own healing process. How long would you say that took?
I was in a wheelchair for a bit.
Wow, you couldn't walk?
No, the pain was too much, and no one could give me any reason as to why I was bleeding.
This sure is scary, and for me, the kind of unknown of it would have been unsettling.
داستان سم به ما یادآوری میکنه که اقیانوس ها چقدر میتونن خطرناک باشن. اما چیز ترسناکتر اینه که حتی موجودات دریایی گوشخاری که بهش حمله کردن رو ندیده. چه خطرات ناشناخته‌ای ممکنه تو این آب‌های آرام باشن؟ متخصصان محلی در موزه ویکتوریا همه چیز رو درباره دنیای خشن زیر آب میدونن.
How did the case come to you?
The media notified us that someone had been bitten by some sort of sea creature.
به ملاقات دکتر جنیفر واکر اسمیت میرم، کسی که برای اولین بار شواهد پرونده سم رو بررسی کرد تا بیشتر درباره حیوان مرموز بفهمه.
I have to admit that my very first reaction was this a hoax? I'd seen the images, there was so much blood.
What were some of the things that you thought might have been the cause?
There's a couple of different types of crustaceans that it could have been, but I hadn't ever heard of any crustaceans causing Sam's level of injury.
So you'd never seen anything like this?
No.
Wow.
So my best guess is it was probably a type of amphipods.
Amphipods.
Yeah. Sea fleas, known to feed on dead fish and dead crabs, and have been previously recorded as biting people.
Oh, they have been.
There's reports of divers looking at group swarms of amphipods, and in one instance a diver had them come straight towards his face and bite him on the face and around his mask. And I'll show you a larger version. So this is one from the deep sea.
No, get out of here, yeah. Jen.
So they eat dead whales, dead fish, anything on the bottom of the ocean, they're cleaning it up.
But like, what if you had these on you?
Well, but you would never be
in the deep
in
water.
The deep
like
water.
That.
There's related species that are smaller. Uh-huh. They're about the size of a Rice Krispie. So that's just a few. Sam probably had hundreds and hundreds of tiny little pinprick holes in his legs, and their legs are like tiny little needles. And they've got claws that are also designed for grasping. And then under the microscope here, I've dissected some of the mouth parts, the really mean-looking mouth parts.
Okay. It looks like an arm.
It does. It kind of looked like a whole set of steak knives all bunched together. Oof. Yeah. That would have created a lot of holes in his skin, is my guess.
Sam said that he was standing in the very cold water in one spot for about 30 minutes. What if he was in there longer?
Well, they could have started to really eat the flesh away. There's video footage of an experiment that somebody did where they put a pig carcass in a cage so it couldn't be eaten by any fish.
Ew.
I know, it's really gross.
It's covered. Oh, my God.
Day five. It's just a bag of bones, basically.
Sam is lucky he got out of that water, huh? That's crazy.
انگار یه ابر از این ککای دریایی هست. تعدادشون خیلی زیاده و سریع حرکت میکنن و دنبال غذا میگردن. قدرت تخریب اونام فوق‌العاده زیاده.
I mean, it's one thing to see these crustaceans attack something that's dead, but it's another thing to consider that they attack a live human being. Is there anything about the seasons or the conditions of the weather?
We don't know whether or not they're more prolific in summer or winter.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some tales where fishermen have actually said on the night of a full moon, if they put their bait in the water, 10 minutes later, they'll pull it up and their bait's gone.
Wow. Kind of goes in line with those, you know, old stories about the mysteries of the deep. It's interesting.
خیلی جالبه. اینطور که به نظر میاد همیشه نباید نگران موجودات بزرگ باشی. سم توسط گوشخارهای مورد حمله قرار گرفته که تقریبا غیر قابل دیدن بودن و این سوالو مطرح میکنه که چند نوع هیولای ناشناخته دیگه با اندازه‌های مختلف توی آب‌های عمیق پنهان شده.
These things have been seen regularly and by people who are not prone to making up nonsense. They exist. People see them. They're not having gigantic mass hallucinations on a global scale. The reality here is that for scientists was to say they can't exist, that simply means that you have explored every single ocean in the world. Only then do you have the right to say so. If you haven't, then you don't know what you're talking about, plain and simple.
آیا ممکن موجودات ناشناخته در اقیانوس ها وجود داشته باشند؟ برای فهمیدن این موضوع با زیستشناس دریایی محلی شری مریس به غواصی میرم. و با اینکه هنوز ماه کامل نشده یک کمی میترسم.
I definitely have a healthy respect for the ocean, which sometimes translates into trepidation, if I'm being honest.
No, and that's good, and I can understand that. I mean, we do have some of the most dangerous animals in the world.
Dangerous. Have you encountered any or all of that stuff?
Yeah, I've seen stonefish, which can kill you really quick. The box jellyfish, and he's the most venomous animal on the planet, can kill you in under 2 minutes flat. If we're really lucky today, we may see the blue ring octopus that has a head the size of your thumb. It will bite its prey and inject a neurotoxin, and then it can devour it.
What if you were to get bitten by one? Because it's so small, would it still have a...
It would have an impact. You'd go into a cardiac arrest. And when it gets really cranky, it flashes these blue rings. So you know it's cranky.
از همین استرالیا خوشم نمیاد به خاطر این موجودات بدجنس و استتار کرده و سمیش که اگه گازت بگیرن میکشنت و ممکنه زیر یه سنگ باشن و همینه که انقدر ترسناکه.
All right, let's go.
قرنها جانوران اعماق آبها در کابوس‌های ما بودند. ماهی مرکب غول‌پیکر، ماهی بدزاد و کوسه‌های شکارچی. گاهی این هیولاها رو میشه دید، اما گاهی نمیشه. مثل اتفاقی که برای سم کانیزای افتاد، کسی که یک دسته دو جور پایان گوشخار بهش حمله کرده. من میخوام این موجودات مرموز رو ببینم. میخوام این کار رو با غواصی در آبهای پر از کوسه استرالیا انجام بدم. جایی که هر ساله در اون به 24 نفر حمله میشه. جانوران خیلی خطرناکی اینجا هستن. موجودی که دنبالشم استاد استتار در محیطه و قبل از اینکه اونا رو ببینید شما رو میبینه. تقریبا غیر ممکنه که بدونی خطر کجاست. هر لحظه ممکنه چیزی که حتی نمیبینی بهت حمله ور بشه. من در آبهای کم عمق هستم، در عمقی نزدیک به 15 متر، اما حتی اینجا هم جانوران کشنده‌ای میتونن غایب بشن.
Amazing. We saw an octopus and then we saw a lot of rays swimming around down there, right?
And the big black ones, and they just fly underwater. They're just so magical.
I love how they move. Yeah, they really are.
خب من فکر میکنم که علم راه محافظت از ماست. اون هشپای کوچیک که اندازه انگشت شست بود که اگه گازت بگیره میکشتت ممکنه زیر یه سنگ باشه. باید مراقب جونورای کوچیکتر که دارای سمهای قوی هستن بود. من فقط نزدیک به ساحل غواصی کردم، اما از دیدن این همه شکارچی مرموز شگفت زده شدم. در اعماق اقیانوس‌ها چی پیدا میکنم؟ مثل اقیانوس جنوب استرالیا که عمقش به 6000 متر هم میرسه. آیا ممکنه هیولاهای تصورات ما در اعماق اونها باشن؟ دانشمندان عقیده دارن که درباره سطح مریخ بیشتر از اعماق اقیانوس‌های خودمون اطلاعات داریم. به دور از نور، 10 کیلومتر زیر سطح اعماق اقیانوس‌ها واقعا خطرناک هستن و حیوانات ناشناخته آزادانه در اون میچرخن. آیا اینها هیولاهای توصیف شده در افسانه ها هستن؟ برای فهمیدن این موضوع با زیست شناس دایان بری ملاقات میکنم. اون درباره نمونه های موجودات دریایی آبهای استرالیا تحقیق و بررسی میکنه.
I'm interested in some of the more unusual or scary-looking things that you have in your collection.
People call these things scary. I call them awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I just think
that fascinating.
Deep-sea fishes in particular, I just think are awesome. One of the really cool things that we did find last year was a faceless fish. It's just really weird. They apparently do have eyes, but they're buried deep within the
That looks.
Hair.
I thought
yeah,
those were
eyes. But they're nostrils.
It is so fascinating to see an animal that doesn't have any kind of discernible eyes, actually.
Living down at 4,000 meters, this is one of the largest animals that would be down there. It's a really harsh environment. And presumably it relies on scent to find food. One of the other groups of deep-sea fishes that I find are just amazing are the deep-sea anglerfishes. So this is what we call a football angler. She has this big lure on top of her head that looks like a squid to attract prey.
What would be the predator of a squid, which then she would... Yeah. And look at those teeth.
If you can see, she's actually eaten a squid.
Oh. What's in this one? Am I going to be freaked out?
It's 70% ethanol. You might be freaked out by the smell.
Oh!
Irma.
One of the sharks that I really, really, really like are these goblin sharks.
Oh, my God.
They've got these really fine grabbing teeth to swallow things. They can't cut them up, so they have to sort of keep grabbing to get them to go down the gullet.
خیلی چیزا وجود داره که ممکنه هیچ وقت دربارشون ندونیم چه چیزایی اون پایینه. هر چقدر عمیق تر میریم محیط چطور تغییر میکنه، حیوانات و گونه های مختلف چطور با هم تعامل میکنن. واقعا بی انتهاست.
People laugh at me or look at me when I say this, but the greatest migration on the planet happens every day in the ocean. There's a whole suite of animals that move from depth to feed in upper layers at night. And they've got to get down to depth when the sun comes up because they've got to hide their silhouette somehow. There's nowhere to hide in the open ocean.
آیا ممکنه این مهاجرت بزرگ این هیولاهای اعماق اقیانوس‌ها در حمله‌ای که به سمکانیزای شده نقشی داشته باشه؟ و آیا میتونه توضیح بده که چرا دسته دو جور پایان گوشخار شب توی آب‌های کم عمق بهش حمله کردن؟ بعد از حمله پدر سم جراد سعی کرد چند تا از دو جور پایان رو بگیره تا رفتار اونها رو تحلیل کنه.
The nurses and doctors weren't going to jump in the ocean and try to find out what these things were. So I figured why not try to reenact the case 24 hours later.
بعد جراد به همون جای برگشت که سم ایستاده بود. از گوشت خام به عنوان طعمه استفاده کرد و بعد از 15 دقیقه صدها دو جور پای گوشخوار رو گرفت.
Oh man. No, dude. Oh no.
So when we first put them in the dish and they just tried to search for the meat, right? And some are already clinged on and this was within seconds. So it was pretty exciting to watch them go for it. You can see that some of them are right into it chowing down. But there was not one swimming around in the morning. They were all clung onto the meat.
That's so gnarly.
We figured that we're onto something.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. And where is this right now? This is on your kitchen counter?
This is an L. Yeah. We didn't know whether they were going to burrow into Sam's legs,
right.
or whether they had, or whether they were going to leave infection.
Thank God you got out when you got out, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you watch this, I feel very queasy. They're moving so fast.
Sort of a bit like piranhas, I guess.
Yeah,
the way they
are like piranhas.
The way they devour the meat.
جراد بعد از مدت کوتاهی توی آب بودن تونست یه نمونه بزرگ از دو جور پایان رو به دست بیاره. اما میخوام ببینم آیا با شبیه سازی دوباره یه اتفاق سم در یک مقیاس بزرگتر میتونیم معمای عامل تحریکشون رو حل کنیم؟ یک آزمایش ساده ترتیب دادم تا موضوع رو بفهمم.
So you left the meat in for about 15 minutes, you said, right?
Yes.
Obviously, Sam, we don't want to put you in the water, so we have a bit of representation of Sam. So we have your legs, Sam. We have a cage, and we're going to put this in the water overnight. We're going to come back after 24 hours and see what we come up with.
این جانوران به ندرت به انسان‌ها حمله می‌کنن. اما کنجکاوم ببینم که آیا چند کیلو گوشت خام یک مهمانی غذایی دیگر رو شروع می‌کنه یا نه. از اعماق دریا چی ممکنه بالا بیاد؟ من دارم درباره هیولاهایی که در اعماق آب‌های استرالیا پرسه می‌زنن تحقیق می‌کنم. مثل شکارچی‌های دیده نشده‌ای که به سم کانیزای حمله کردن.
Hey Sam.
Zach.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to be back.
So we did our experiment in the water last night with the meat legs. We know that these crustaceans' primary job is to feed on dead sea life. And we didn't see a lot of evidence of sea fleas when we pulled it out today.
Yeah.
I was speaking with a scientist at Museums Victoria, and she threw out this tale that has some credence among fishermen, which is that maybe these amphipods have some relationship to the full moon. She said that a lot of fishermen cast their lures on a full moon and the bait is covered in amphipods. Do you remember what the moon was like that night?
Oh, I don't recall exactly, but right. I do remember a lot of people saying, oh, it could have been because of the full moon.
Oh, really? It does increase the mystery of how your dad was able to go back the next day and get so many of them. And here we gave them a feast for an amphipod king and it doesn't seem like we brought anything up.
ممکنه هرگز ندونیم چی باعث شد دو جورپایان گوشخوار اون شب به سم حمله کنن. اما اون تنها کسی نیست که این اتفاق براش افتاده. گزارش‌ها از دیدن موجودات عجیب شامل هیولاهای دریایی ترسناک‌تر بیشتر شده و داستان فراتر از آب‌های استرالیا رفته.
When you talk about aquatic cryptids, their distribution is global. They're all over the place. You know, they've been seen in lakes in Africa. They've been seen up the Mekong River in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. There is no limit to where they can be found.
در سال 2017 یک موجود دریایی ناشناس 15 متری در آب‌های اندونزی کشف شد. متخصصان در تعیین اینکه این جانور چیه بوده مشکل داشتند. شاهدان گزارش کردند که در یک آب قرمز مرموز غوطه‌ور بوده و این تازه فقط شروع ماجرا است.
In the United States, you have a host of them and they stretch from California all the way out to Maine.
در سال 2008 جسد یک موجود ناشناس در سواحل لانگ آیلند پیدا شد. این اتفاق در رسانه‌ها پخش شد. همینطور در رسانه‌های اجتماعی به اسم هیولای مونتاک. با داشتن ویژگی‌های ماقبل تاریخی که موجودات خشکی و آب رو با هم ترکیب کرده.
What is it? Monster or mammal? Animal or aberration?
بعد از طوفان هاروی در سال 2017 یک لاشه عجیب به سواحل خلیج تگزاس رسید و با اسم جانور تگزاس سیتی مشهور شد. این حیوانات از کجا اومدن؟ حالا چرا دارن خودشون رو نشون میدن؟ فقط یه جا هست که میتونه به حل این معما کمک کنه. دانشگاه نووا ساوت ایسترن دهه هاست که از ساحل آمریکا و جاهای دیگه ماهی های عجیب و غریب رو جمع آوری میکنه.
How are you?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
دکتر تریسی ساتن رئیس این تیمه.
2/3 of the planet is covered in water, but that's only the surface, right?
Right. The ocean's much deeper than people think. So the average depth of the ocean is 4,000 meters. So that's several miles deep.
And human beings have actually explored less than 1%.
Far less than 1%.
Wow.
We're still peering through the looking glass. So every time we come up with a new technology to go down there and look at things, we see a brand new world that was there all the time. We just couldn't see it. So this is our lab, where we bring in the samples that we've collected from the Gulf of Mexico, North Atlantic.
These things seem sort of otherworldly, I feel like.
A lot of the things that are down there kind of look nightmarish. This is a cookie cutter shark. It calls it cookie cutter because it bites whales and large fishes and takes a scoop of flesh out.
Really?
So that's how it eats. Put on a lab coat.
Okay.
You would. This one's called a viper fish. The teeth are so large, it literally has to look through its teeth when its mouth are closed. Wow. And those are so sharp.
Wow.
So this is called lancet fish. The teeth are blade-like. We think that the purpose of this type of tooth is to come up and whack the spinal column to immobilize the prey, wow. And then this can take its time swallowing.
So fascinating how, you know, fish have such specialized hunting skills.
There's no solid surfaces,
So there's nowhere for anything to hide.
Right.
So it's kind of an arms race out there.
هر کدوم از این هیولاها برای زنده موندن باید یک ماشین کشتار باشه. کوچیک و بزرگ اهمیت نداره. با توجه به اینکه حجم بسیار کمی از اقیانوس کاوز شده، ممکنه میلیون‌ها ماهی وحشتناک وجود داشته باشن که اصلاً ندیدیم و نزدیک سواحل پرسه می‌زنن. امروز دکتر ساتن روی یک موجود دریایی ناشناخته یک آزمایش دی ان ای انجام میده.
One of the things we're working on now is a brand new fish that we're pretty sure is a new species. It's a relative of the dragonfishes. You can see that it has these large grasping teeth up in the front. Maybe to hold prey.
مثل بسیاری از ماهی‌های دیگه در آزمایشگاه دکتر ساتن این گونه ناشناخته هم یک شکارچی بی‌رحمه و یک سری دندون‌های گیره‌ای داره که تا گلوش امتداد دارن که بهش امکان قورت دادن کامل شکار رو میده.
If you look on the skin, this fish actually has thousands of photophores all over its body to match downwelling light. So if you were to look up at a blue sky, if your belly is also blue light, you'll kind of disappear. In theory, that's
what... kind of camouflage.
Exactly right.
Like and, you've never discovered this before.
Right. We're pretty sure this is a new species. So we want to validate this genetically. What we're going to do now is take a tissue sample. We'll hand it to our illustrious gene team.
Then that gets analyzed.
They will do a genetic analysis to make absolutely sure that there's not a single fish anywhere in the world that is this particular species.
من هیچی درباره زیست شناسی دریایی نمیدونم و این حجم از تحقیق و عمق این کار به شدت دیدنیه و نمیتونم صبر کنم تا ببینم نتیجه آزمایش دی ان ای چی میشه. اما ماهی‌های ترسناک فقط در آزمایشگاه دکتر ساتن نیستن. من گزارش‌هایی از شکارچی‌های خطرناک از تمام دنیا دریافت کردم که در دریاچه و رودخانه‌هایی بودن که انسان‌ها ازشون استفاده می‌کنن، اونم کمی دورتر در فلوریدا. زک بگبی قصد داره از توی آب دریاچه ماهیگیری کنه. او در سالهای اخیر متوجه شده که ماهی‌های بزرگ و عجیبی به آب‌های فلوریدا هجوم آورده. آیا ممکنه این هیولاهای دریایی در همین نزدیکی ما باشن؟
Oh my God, we got him.
من میخوام ببینم آیا هیولاهای اعماق اقیانوس‌ها واقعی هستن یا خیر. و نتایجی به دست آوردم که ممکن است تصورات من ترسناک‌تر باشه.
No.
من موجودات دریایی رو دیدم که در هنر وحشیانه بقا تخصص
داشتن.
اما این حیوانات درنده محدود به آزمایشگاه‌ها و بعضی ویدیوها توی رسانه‌ها نیستن. در مرداب‌ها و رودهای آرام فلوریدا هیولاهای بیشماری زندگی می‌کنند. مکان‌هایی که برای 20 میلیون نفر محل اصلی شنا هستند.
You can feel when the bait gets nervous on the end of the line if you really know what you're doing. A little bit of nervous, then pop. Oh, some just jumped right over there.
Whoa!
Big fish.
That's a monster.
Bow.
It's a giant.
It's an absolute giant.
Oh my God. Oh. Oh my God, we got him.
Got him.
Oh my God.
It's a beast.
Oh my God. Look at the size of this thing. This is a monster.
ماهیگیر زک بگبی میگه شاهد هجوم چاقو ماهی ها به دریاچه ها و آبراهای فلوریدا بوده. این ماهی های شکارچی بیگانه اصالتا متعلق به شرق آسیا هستن و دارن ماهی های محلی رو میخورن و حتی گاهی به انسان ها هم حمله میکنن. زک از افزایش این گونه های خارجی و خطری که برای محل های شنای مردم محلی ایجاد میکنن صحبت میکنه.
Oh man, its teeth are super sharp.
و ماهی هایی که میگیره مدام بزرگتر میشه.
This is almost a 3 foot long exotic clown knife fish, one of the biggest I've ever personally seen, ever.
زک اینقدر قضیه این ماهی ها رو دنبال میکنه که توی یوتیوب هیولاهایی رو که میگیره ثبت میکنه.
Look at this. And look at this. Look at his head.
و ویدیوهای اینترنتیش مشهور شد.
Guys, look at the size of this fish. This might be 10 pounds.
چرا این تعداد زیاد از هیولاها دارن به دریاچه‌ها و رودخانه‌های ما میان. به دیدن زک میرم تا دلیل این پدیده رو پیدا کنم.
So have you noticed an increase of exotic fish over the last few years?
There is a crazy increase of exotic fish. Yes, there's monsters in here. And I really didn't even understand that they were here like that. But I fish in here year after year, and I may catch one a week. Next year, oh, maybe two a week. Now it's every single day.
Wow.
I catch several clown knife fish.
Really?
Yes.
So you can really see year to year the increase
Absolutely.
Of their population.
When these fish stick together, like most of these exotics do, they just take over.
They just overpopulate.
Yep. To see a fully grown clown knife fish, it's like heart-stopping. They look like aliens. They have a tongue that has teeth on it.
Whoa.
They swim backwards, forwards. They roll. They breathe air. They're really hard. Hard to kill.
Wow.
اما ماهی‌های شکارچی خارجی فقط در آب‌های فلوریدا نیست که مشکل ایجاد کردند. در تمام دنیا این مشکل ایجاد شده و میلیون‌ها ماهی محلی رو می‌کشند. ماهی کپور آسیایی که در ابتدا بومی چین بود، حالا مثل طاعون در همه جا هست. In the Mississippi River system, the fish has left a trail of destruction. ماهی سرماری که اصالتاً بومی آفریقاست، حالا در رودخانه‌های سرتاسر دنیا به یک تهدید تبدیل شده. محلی‌ها بهشون میگن فرانک فیش، چون میتونن تا 4 روز بیرون از آب زندگی کنن و این موضوع نابود کردنشون رو تقریباً ناممکن میکنه. و گربه ماهی راه رونده ابتدا از آسیای شرقی اومد، اما حالا پرورش دهنده‌های ماهی سرتاسر جهان رو آزار میدن، چون میتونن توی خشکی قدم بزنن تا گیاه بخورن. در حالی که ماهی‌های مهاجم دارن مناطق آبی جدید از جهان رو می‌گیرن، زک بگبی نگران یک مشکل جدی‌تره.
Any fish that you've come across that are a danger to humans?
We do have things like vaku fish that come into the canal system. They have a jaw structure that is just for pure power, shaped exactly like a piranha. Except they get to be 50 and 60 pounds.
Wow.
When they school up, I've seen them act really aggressive.
Wow. Let's take a look at these pocket fish.
زک برای نظارت بر رشد تعداد این ماهی‌های مهاجم از ماهی‌های خارجی که می‌گیره نمونه نگه می‌داره.
That is a big fish, as you can see.
So what if you find yourself in a hostile paku environment? What would happen?
If you were inside a small pond and these fish haven't eaten, they're going to take a chunk out of you and swim away. They're known as the nut biters, not only for the trees and berries, like if All you right. know what I'm saying. Yeah, like honestly.
So they have a reputation for going
after
the junk?
They have a reputation for going after the junk
really?
And going after the toes, yes.
Oh.
They're insane. If they are super hungry, they will take a bite out of you.
That's not the bite you want taken.
No, no. Here's some raw meat. Are you sure you don't want to try to feed them a little bit?
I mean, I'm really, really intrigued by this experience. You go.
Here we go. Come on. Oh, yeah.
Here you go. Can you stand back?
Yeah, stand back so they don't splash you.
She got that whole thing, huh?
She got the whole thing. So we're going to go ahead and get this tilapia into this massive net. Oh, God. Relax. Relax, Flipper. Flipper, relax. Relax, Flipper. Oh, we wrapped him around. One wow. left. So, let's check out his teeth. Can you see him, Joe?
That is so crazy.
دنبال کردن موجودات افسانه‌ای اعماق اقیانوس‌ها تجربه جالبی بود. از آب‌های کم عمق استرالیا گرفته تا تاریک‌ترین اعماق اقیانوس، این حیوانات فارغ از اندازه‌شون میتونن آسیب زیادی وارد بکنن. حالا یک گونه مهاجم به اسم پاکو داره دریاچه‌ها و رودخانه‌های فلوریدا رو با سرعت زیاد تصاحب می‌کنه.
They have a jaw structure shaped exactly like a piranha. So we're going to go ahead and get this paku into this massive net. Oh, God. Relax. Relax, Flipper. Flipper, relax. Relax, Flipper.
Now, how long can they stay out of water?
They can stay out of the water 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really hardy fish. So, let's check out his teeth. Can you see in that jaw?
Oh, my God.
Look at the teeth.
It's like a human mouth.
Look at that. Look at that.
That is so crazy.
این موجودات خیلی ترسناکن. خب میدونین انگار دندونای آدم توی دهنی ماهی باشه. اونا خیلی باهوشن. وقتی ماهیگیرا براشون تومه میندازن میفهمن.
Look at the nostrils on that thing. They can smell you from a mile away. This guy was in a space that has hundreds of paku.
Wow.
Insane. If they get pissed, goodbye. Nice knowing you.
That's so you would not want to go swimming in that lake.
No. I would never even think about it.
Right.
Jeez. Yeah. I've seen the environment change living and growing up as a fisherman. What I've seen is just unimaginable. They're thriving and I'm starting to see them reproduce. It doesn't make sense almost. Yeah.
از ذوق و شوق زک خوشم میاد. شنیدن نظر کسی که با این چیزا سر و کار داره جالبه. اینجوری میتونم چیزایی که ناشناخته و کشف نشده هستنم ببینم. با اینکه جانوران دریایی عجیب و خطرناکی رو دیدم، اما هنوزم به دنبال مدرکی هستم که ثابت کنن هیولاهای افسانه‌ای اقیانوسا وجود دارن. با آزمایشگاه DNA دانشگاه نووا ساوت ایسترن برمیگردم. دکتر تریسی ساتن یه گونه ماهی جدید داره که ممکنه یه سرنخ‌هایی به ما بده.
One of the things that occasionally comes to the surface is an oar fish.
Whoa.
They've been known to approach 40 feet long.
Wow.
It has the appearance of a sea serpent and we think this might be the inspiration for sea serpent legend. At night, these occasionally come up into the shallow water. You're out on a boat, there's a bright blue ocean, and then you see a 36-foot long red thing. It certainly could look like a sea serpent.
Do you feel that people that tell stories about monsters and these unidentified creatures of the deep are just really seeing things that aren't often seen by human beings?
I do believe that a lot of these legends are based on somebody seeing something that was not yet described. I would say that there's a high probability that there is some large things we have not seen yet.
خب کسی مثل تریسی ساتن که عمرشو صرف دیدن چیزایی میکنه که ناشناخته هستن نظر قابل اعتنایی داره. پس شاید این گونه های مختلف وقتی با انسان تماس پیدا میکنن تبدیل به هیولا میشن. اینجوری میتونیم یه توضیح کلی در رابطه با رفتار اونا داشته باشیم. با وجود شواهد رو به افزایش از وجود گونه های ناشناخته، افراد شکاک میگن که واژه هیولا نسبی است.
Back when these legends and myths first started, we didn't know what these animals were. They may have been encountered in some capacity, but not in the way that they've been portrayed over the years. Things get fantastical over time, you know, as one person tells another, these creatures become more and more and more kind of outlandish and weird. The general public doesn't come into contact with these animals. So one man's sea creature, sea serpent, is another man or woman's.
اما 99% آبهای عمیق هنوز کاوش نشدن و متخصصان هنوز عقیده دارن که موجودات ناشناخته وجود دارن.
We're still at the point where every single sample could have something new.
برای همین مشتاقم ببینم نتیجه آزمایش DNA ما درباره ماهی که قبلا کشف نشده چی میتونه باشه. آیا یک گونه شکارچی جدید رو کشف میکنیم؟
Results are in.
و اگه اینطوره چه چیز دیگه ای میتونه داشته باشه که ما نمیدونیم؟ ماجراجویی من برای کشف حقیقت درباره هیولاهای اقیانوس‌ها منو از آب‌های پرکوسه جنوب استرالیا تا آب‌های فلوریدا برده، درست در نزدیکی شهروندان آمریکایی. من شواهدی دیدم که نشون میده جانورهای دریایی کابوس‌هامون واقعی هستن. Green life do exist. شاید موجودات افسانه‌ای که توی داستان‌ها توصیف شده نباشن، اما اونایی هم که من پیدا کردم واقعی هستن و از اون چه که فکر می‌کردم ترسناک‌ترن.
It's just really weird.
They're thriving and I'm starting to see them reproduce. It doesn't make sense almost.
و حالا با دکتر تریسی ساتن و تیمش همکاری می‌کنه.
We're still at the point where every single sample could have something new.
تا ببینیم آیا یک گونه جدید ماهی کشف کردیم یا خیر.
So we want to validate this genetically.
Results are in.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at your new fish right down here, and we're looking at two individuals of a different species, and you can see that there's clear genetic differences between your fish and these other fish up here. When the difference gets to be about 2-4%, that's when it means you might actually have a different species.
And we do.
Yes, absolutely. This is about 4-5%.
All right.
So you're just learning this right now?
Well, we had an inkling, but now this is, you know, irrefutable evidence that this is a unique fish. So we'll take this fish, probably send to Harvard to a curated collection that anybody in the world could look it up. It kind of makes it a slam dunk, if you will.
امروز درباره موجودات اعماق دریاها بیشتر یاد گرفتیم، اما این موفقیت به مانند یک قطره کوچک در اقیانوس ناشناخته هاست.
It's incredible to be a part of discovering a new species, which is a pretty significant event. But if we're just discovering one today, I mean, this must happen all the time, right? There's so much unexplored and so much unidentified out there that you're really a part of uncovering.
Yeah, so we think that there's still a lot of these large predators that we haven't seen yet. And they might be much bigger than what we've been able to catch with the gear that we've been using.
این که هنوز چقدر مونده که کشف بشه یه موضوع شوکه کننده است. بخش ترسناکش هم همینه. فقط کمتر از 1% اقیانوس‌های عمیق کاوش شده. اقیانوس‌های بزرگ زمین قدیمی‌ترین معماهای زمین رو در خودشون جا دادن. چه گونه‌های شناخته نشده ای ممکنه هنوز اونجا باشن؟ هم در اعماق دریا و هم در آب‌های کم عمق تاریک نزدیکتر به خشکی.
I remain in this field because, my gosh, the pursuit of this is extremely enthralling. And the end result, if we do get a living, breathing creature, will be breathtaking.
با امکانات بیشتری که فناوری‌های جدید برای کشف موجودات ریز دریا بهمون میدن، شاید بتونیم منشأ افسانه‌های هیولاهای اعماق اقیانوس‌ها رو پیدا کنیم. البته اگه جرأتشو داشته باشیم.
Irmão.